This is The Catalyst. I'm Chris Cooper, and I'm going to tell you about the workouts we'll be doing at our gym this week in our group program. But first, I want to answer the question, can you build muscle and lose fat at the same time? We call this body recomposition because while your weight isn't always changing, you can be losing fat and gaining muscle at the same time. This is one of the biggest questions in fitness, and yes, you can do it, but only under the right conditions. Most people believe that they have to bulk or cut one after the other, but recomposition is real, especially for certain types of people. So in this episode, I'll explain who can successfully recomp, how it works, how to train, and eat for the best results. Let's start with what is body recomposition. Recomp is losing fat while gaining muscle. And while you're doing this, the scale might not move as much, but your body composition changes drastically. You know, a lot of women, when they start working out with us, they find that they're gaining muscle and they're losing fat. And so they look a lot better. Their clothes fit better. They lean out. Sometimes they get to see abs and their friends are like, wow, you've lost so much weight. But the reality is the scale doesn't change and they might even be heavier on the scale, but they look a lot lighter, a lot leaner. And the reason this is true is because scale is such a poor measure of how you look, how you feel about yourself and your fitness, that we probably shouldn't even be talking about weight. The reason that the scale is used to determine weight and health and fitness is because scales are pretty cheap and easy to use. You can buy a bathroom scale for $20. Your doctor can buy one for $1,000, put it in their office, and then they use this chart that tells you whether you're obese or unhealthy. And instead of just, you know, looking at your actual metrics that matter, they're just looking at scale weight. And of course, you know, it doesn't mean much. I mean, if I take my scale weight right now, I'm technically overweight for my height, right? Which is like 5'11". But the reality is I'm the leanest I've been in 20 years and the scale weight doesn't really matter. What matters is your body composition. You want to have some muscle, whether you're a man or a woman. You want to have little fat. You want your clothes to fit better. You want to look leaner. You want to be stronger. The weight doesn't really matter that much. And so recomposition, being lean, looking good, feeling good, this is the dream for a lot of people, but you don't have to go back and forth between bulking and cutting. So who can do this successfully? Number one, it's easiest for beginners. People who are new to training, they respond really, really, really quickly to doing strength work. It ramps up their metabolism. They start burning fat even in their sleep, and suddenly they can see muscles that they didn't see before. It works really well for detrained athletes. So people who were maybe athletic in high school, or, you know, 2 years ago, you used to play in men's league and baseball in the summer, and then you just took a break. Those people tend to get really lean or change their body composition really quickly because they just kind of like wake up the muscle that was already there. The plumbing was already there, but the wiring was broken. And so it's an easy fix. It also works really quickly with people with higher body fat. Let's face it, like if you're starting from scratch, you're going to see faster results. If you've already got high body fat, you've got a lot of energy reserves to build muscle while burning fat. And, you know, just because you weigh more, everything that you do takes a little bit more effort. And then finally, this works really quickly for people who have been training for a while, but they've never dialed in their nutrition, or people who have had good nutrition, but they've never really trained, and people who've never done good recovery at the same time. It's kind of like maybe they've been good at one of the three of those things, training or nutrition or recovery, but they've never really achieved the nexus of being good at all three at one time. So if you haven't trained consistently, or you haven't eaten enough protein, or you haven't recovered well, recomposition is on the table for you. And it's going to be easier than somebody who's been doing pretty well at all three, and now they just need to really dial it in. So let's talk about first, like how to train for recomposition. Then I'm going to talk about how to eat for recomposition. First, training for recomposition means that strength training is non-negotiable. You've seen runners who are light, who are not lean. We used to call them skinny fat. Like they look kind of skinny, but they still don't want to take their shirt off at the beach. And it's because they're only doing aerobic training or anaerobic training. They don't have any actual muscle. They can't eat very much, or they put on weight really, really easily. Instead, everybody needs to be doing strength training. And I mean, compound lifts with a barbell or a kettlebell or free weights, not just using a machine, not just doing a circuit at the gym. You should be doing squats, presses, deadlifts, and pull-ups. You also need progressive overload. You cannot get into a routine. You need to get stronger over time. You need to challenge yourself. If you find that you're still going to the gym and doing the same machines that you did 10 years ago, you're probably not getting anything out of that. You also need to train 3 to 4 times a week. Twice a week is just not enough. You need full body movements or upper lower body splits. If you know you're going in 5 times a week and today you're doing arms and tomorrow you're doing shoulders, you're probably not getting anything out of that after the first 6 months of doing it. You need to add zone 2 cardio for fat loss without eating up your recovery. Similarly to, you know, people who just go in and kind of do the same circuit for years and they call that their routine or their regime or their regimen or whatever, you can also go too far the other direction and just go like super hard. And so, you know, people who have been doing, for example, CrossFit for 5 or 6 years and they're not performing better than they were when they started, they're not losing weight, you know, they're maybe like doing facing overuse injury or whatever, it's because they're going way too hard all the time. You actually have to be training yourself to burn fat, and high intensity interval training like CrossFit does not do that on its own. So you need to limit those workouts, the high intensity training, to 1 to 2 times a week max to focus on recovery and building strength and burning fat if you want to recomposition your body. This is, you know, 3 years ago, I probably wouldn't have said this. 5 years ago, definitely not. You have to have zone 2 in there if you want to burn fat. You have to have strength training in there if you want to build muscle and build your metabolism. And you need to use high intensity interval training sparingly, 1 to 2 a week, and that's it for most people. If you're training to compete in CrossFit, then obviously you want to do like 5 or 6 CrossFit workouts a week. But for most people, that's not how you optimally change your body composition. Let's talk about eating for recomposition. Number one, protein is king. You need to get a gram of protein per pound of body weight per day. That's the minimum. It should probably be around 2 grams per kilogram of lean body weight. That's too complicated for most people. Look, just eat protein at every single meal. Try to get like the size of your palm or the size of a deck of cards. Eat that first. Then eat as many vegetables as you can. And if you still have room, that's when you can add carbs like rice, pasta, and potatoes. Okay. Try not to eat sugar if you're really invested in body recomposition, because sugar, it's not just a matter of easily eating too much. It's really easy to overeat if you've got sugar. And I'm talking about granola bars here too and juice. But a lot of times, like, your body just can't process it and it immediately stores it as fat before your body even has a chance to burn it off, right? It's like a shortcut to fat storage. So you want to keep a slight caloric deficit. The best way to do this is track what you're eating. You don't want to cut 1,000 calories. You don't want to starve yourself. You just want to cut like 200 calories a day. You just want to cut enough to burn fat while sustaining the muscle that you have, or even growing muscle a little bit. So start with protein. Eat a little bit less than your body needs if you want to burn fat. And nutrient timing helps. I mean, if you're going to have carbs, you want to eat carbs around your workouts. So 2 hours before and 2 hours after, that fulfills your glycemic needs. The rest of the time you should be focusing on protein, but make sure you're getting protein in every meal. Don't overdo cardio. You know, it's nuts to try and lose weight at this time of the year by just going out for a 5K run every day. That's not going to work. Don't try and just slash calories. It will kill your muscle gain. Yes, you'll lose some weight. Yes, some of it will be from water, but some of it will also be from muscle. And so it's like trying to make your car lighter by taking pieces of the engine out. Like, yes, the car is going to get lighter, but you're going to go slower. Recomposition is about balance. You need to fuel enough to build your muscle, but not so much that you store fat. Probably it's worth talking to a coach about the right balances for you. What to expect when you start trying to lose fat and gain muscle at the same time. Number one, you're not going to see huge drops on the scale. You want to take your body fat percentage, like using an in-body scale like we have at Catalyst. You do not want to be weighing yourself, especially not every day. Once a week is fine, but if the scale doesn't move and you can still see like progress in the mirror, be happy with that. Don't worry about it. You're going to see your waist shrink. Your strength is going to go up. Your clothes are going to start fitting better. Your physique is going to tighten and firm probably before you see a lot of progress on the scale. The scale is really a red herring here. And, you know, you need to be patient. This is slower, but way more sustainable than crash diets. I mean, the cool thing is, like, if you do this for 3 months or whatever, you're going to see real gains in the mirror. You're going to feel better. You're going to look better. You're going to be more comfortable in your clothes. You're probably going to sleep better, even if your weight doesn't change at all in those 3 months. And if you go to a kid's birthday party and you know you have some cake, you're not going to feel bad about it because you're not going to be on this carb yo-yo anymore. Here's how we do it at Catalyst. First, our group training gives you a good mix of strength, conditioning, and coaching. We want to see you 4 or 5 times a week for that to really work. If you want to speed your progress up, then you want semi-private coaching. And it's best because the coach gives you a custom program, they keep you accountable. It's the fastest path to losing weight, fat while building muscle. You know, it is a balancing act, and you have to be cautious about what you're doing. You need somebody watching your progress and tweaking things as you go. No program that you get out of a book or online is going to be perfect for you, no matter how hard or how easy it looks. You have to start somewhere and dial it in and dial it in and dial it in. And that's what the coach is there for. The conclusion is like, yes, you can build muscle and lose fat at the same time, but it takes the right kind of training for you, smart nutrition for you, and the right amount of recovery for you. It's very individual. But if you're ready to make real lasting change, then you can book your free consultation at catalystgym.com and let's get to work. By the way, we've done this with thousands of people, hundreds right in Sault Ste. Marie, and we know how to do it, but it takes a customized, individualized approach. Here's the workouts that we're going to be doing in our group program this week. The first thing, Monday, is we're going to do this workout called Karen. This is 150 wall ball shots for time. The simplest workout ever. What's going to happen is this. You're going to squat down so your bum is below your knees. You're going to stand up and throw a ball to a 12-foot target on the wall, and you're going to catch it on the way back down. The weight of the ball that you use isn't that important. If you've been exercising for a while, you can use a 20-pound ball for men or a 14-pound ball for women. What's more important is the depth of your squat and the height that you throw the ball to. You want to be throwing it to a high target every single time and hitting that target. If you've been doing this for a while and you miss the target or you don't squat deep enough, it doesn't count. You got to do the rep again. You know, you want standardization here. You're going to get through the first 20 reps in about, you know, a minute. It's going to feel easy. I can do this all day. After 2 minutes, your legs are going to start to burn. You'll be getting into a zone four heart rate. After 3 minutes, you're going to need to stop max. I don't think I can make it 3 minutes. You're going to want to shorten your squat. You're going to want to not throw the ball as high. You're going to want to say, I'll just pace it through. Look, if you're doing this whole thing unbroken, you're not squatting deep enough, or you're not going fast enough, or you're not using a heavy enough ball, or you're not hitting a high enough target. This is not a workout that you should be able to do without taking breaks. It's something that you have to power and really push through. Tuesday, we're going to be doing some strength work, some clean and jerk, full body movement, some pull-ups, full body movement. You've got like an amazing whole body workout just in those three movements, clean, jerk, and pull-ups. And then you're going to be doing a pyramid to burn fat. And this is where you're going to work up and down in the time domain. So you're going to do a 2-minute ski erg followed by 15 wall balls and then a 4-minute row with 12 single arm dumbbell presses each arm. And then you're going to go to like a 6-minute bike. So you see like the movement, the ski erg, the row, the bike, the row, that's going up in time duration. The reps that you're doing with weights, wall balls, dumbbell presses, hollow body rocks, like those are going up too. So the workout gets harder and then it gets a lot easier. Okay. Wednesday, we're going to start with a classic challenge called Jackie. This is a 1,000-meter row, 50 thrusters, and 30 pull-ups for time. You're going from one thing to the next. You're racing through each thing. Each is a slightly different demand. So you don't get stopped by local muscular fatigue. You get stopped by overall like body fatigue. Then we're going to be doing some snatches, some overhead squats, and then we do something that's called a jump and ride grinder for 30 minutes. Thursday, we've got a workout called DT, which is 5 rounds of 12 deadlifts, 9 hang power cleans, and 6 push jerks. Your grip is usually the thing that fails first, but it is a very hard full body workout. After that, you've got some easy bodybuilding type strength work to finish off the day. And then Friday, we've got a pure aerobic workout. This is a skier's endurance. It's 35 minutes. You're going 4 rounds on the ski erg, 50-foot walking lunges, 4 minutes of rowing, and then some dumbbell floor presses. You probably won't have to stop, but we're spending Friday just like burning fat. So if I'm going through the week here, Monday, you are working on like your work capacity. Tuesday, you're building strength and burning fat. So there's that recomp we were talking about. Wednesday, very hard workout, building work capacity, then strength, and then burning fat. Thursday, it's like work capacity and strength, and Friday we're just spending time in zone two, burning a lot of fat. That's what we're doing this week. If you want something that's more customized, tailored to you, if you're lost, you're overwhelmed, you don't know what this stuff means, don't worry about it. Book a no-sweat intro at catalystgym.com. You'll talk to a professional coach who does this and only this for a living. They will give you a prescription to get the body that you want and start now before summer.